Hello, folks. Today, the Dooleys will be talking about Steve's snow skiing prowess. You know, I haven't heard anybody mention skiing, although we have had snow in the mountains, haven't we?
I don't know. It seems to me every winter we do have snow. The last couple of winters have been great.
So, you know, there's a fair amount of skiing that happens here in California. In the areas surrounding Los Angeles, we get some snow. I mean, I was up in what's the name of that place, Bud?
Fraser Park.
Fraser Park, right off the freeway, throwing snowballs and stuff.
Great.
Forget it. Anyway.
Well, Phil, who cares?
You're right. Let's listen as the Dooleys talk about Steve up there in the snow, up there in the powder, getting it done. Also, Dr. Ed Elcott is in the tub again with Kenny Slagg News. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, this really rocks.
What is this? This is...
I don't know. It's something, Bud. What is it?
It's called Love Rules by the Buckeyes or something like that. I forget.
Love Rules by...
What does it say? Let me look at it. It says, Love Dies by Tamajura 7. God damn.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Welcome, folks, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So, as I was saying to the pre-show audience, that... Okay, Bud, we can...
just kind of enjoying it.
Yeah. That's right.
Bud, turn it off.
Okay.
It's great. Nice song. So anyway, I was telling the pre-show audience...
Oh, Jackie's getting back, on Thursday?
Maybe Friday. But I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Jackie's been in Europe. She's been visiting in Germany. She's been visiting a long-lost relative and other, you know, people that she knows there. Because her family, half of her family, her mother's from Germany. Her father is a good old-fashioned Californian. All right.
Yeah.
No, he's not. He was from Utah.
All right, I know, but they moved to California. Anyway, so her father was in the service in Germany during the Second World War, met Jackie's mother, and they married, and the result of that was young Jacqueline Bales and her brother and, you know, so and so forth. So she's over there visiting with some relatives, and they're going to come back.
Well, what did she say? How's it been?
Yeah, how's it been? Has she seen, like, a lot of different sights and sounds and stuff?
Well, one of the things... God damn, Dickman, drool, why don't you?
Well, I'm kind of interested. Didn't they talk about Roland?
Roland?
Who's Roland?
It's a statue. It's a famous statue. It's all over Germany.
Oh, yeah. Roland was like a Teutonic knight, and he was, like, badass.
I mean, how badass can you be with a name like Roland, you know?
All right, Bud, they didn't worry about that crap back then, okay? The name Roland was very hip back then.
Back when, though? What are we talking about? Let's be specific.
When are
we talking about?
Hey, take it easy, Jack. I don't know, and I don't care. How about that for an answer?
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Knock it off, Bud.
Roland. Anyway, yeah, Roland is a big... There's a statue of Roland everywhere in Germany. He's some cat that was important, man. How do I know? Anyway, so she was there, and she is there, and she's doing her thing.
Well, have you talked to her?
Yeah. We did a FaceTime today. We were talking.
Face what?
I'm going to kick your ass out of here, Bud.
Watch it, Bud.
All right, sorry.
You're talking about the woman I love. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Boy, that really cowed him, didn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't know what would work. But
hey, what are you guys trying to pull anyway?
Wait a minute. Let me just finish what I'm talking about before I start tearing this place apart.
Roland.
Yeah, Roland. So,
who's he?
Anyway, there's a statue of Roland somewhere in Germany. It's all over Germany, this cat named Roland. So we were laughing about it before she left because we were looking at the places where she was going to go. And we saw Roland. So he's a knight and it goes back to, you know, way, way back. Anyway... the other stuff they were doing, they've gone to a lot of automotive stuff because Ryan's a race car freak and Germany has got a Grand Prix track and, you know, we're watching that Formula One show, which is fantastic.
So in other words, it's kind of boring and you're moving on now onto the Formula One show you're watching.
Yeah, pretty much. No, it isn't boring. She just hasn't told me a lot of what it is. They've gone out to dinner a lot. They're getting to know family. I can understand that. And her aunt's got a fantastic house, man. She was showing me the house. It's really, really big and all kinds of cool places, you know.
Well, what does her aunt do?
She was just a housewife, and her husband passed on. He was a mechanic, but he was a mechanic on heavy-ass stuff like sports cars and, you know, big cars. And he wasn't just some grease monkey. You know what I'm saying?
Not really.
All right. Well, neither do I, but that's kind of how the the whole thing came down. So, yeah, she's coming back on Friday. Anyway, this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We do have the Dooleys online. They are at Western Estates, the Homeowners Association. They have in the...
Spring?
No.
What is it, Bud?
Yeah, it's a Springtacular.
Bobby, hi. Springtacular time, huh?
Yes, Phil, it's Springtacular time, and Steve's here to tell you a little bit more about it. Steve?
Yeah, it's Springtacular. As everybody gathers here at Western Estates, and we have the dancing. As you know, Mr. Henry, we have kind of a wild, what we call the wild dance. We just let people go out there with drums, and it's very freeing.
Steve likes that because they pound drums, and he can jump around wearing his Sulu, which is from South Pacific.
I thought you wore that, Steve, in the summertime.
Well, you can break it out when the weather's getting warm.
Although the weather isn't warm. This is what I was trying to tell him. The weather isn't warm. It's cold.
We're going to do our drum dance later on, and I had to have it, so.
Now, is it, the drum dance is what? That's when you just...
They just start beating on drums and going ape. I don't know. But the Springtacular is...
What does that mean, beating on drums and going ape?
It's just... Steve, explain it.
Well, it's just something that we did when Western Estates Homeowners Association was taken over by me and Bobby, not taken over, but when we got elected, we really felt that we were a family, and we wanted to make it family.
Here, I'll do it. Yeah, we wanted to make it family, and so we went out with drums here in the middle of the heather, or the greenery, or what they call the common in England. We call it the greenery. Okay, Phil? The greenery?
Yeah, that's great.
Well, I'm just letting you know.
We went out in the greenery.
I got it. We went out to the greenery, and Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, and we just boo doo 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 doo, yeah, boo doo 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 doo. And so it was.
So this some kind of a mocking of tribal stuff.
Mockering.
What are you doing with this drum?
Oh my God,
Margaret, what we're doing is sort of a primal tribal dance. We are a tribe here, the Western Estates Homeowners Association.
What about the families that may not want to participate in this thing?
Who would they be?
You mean every family goes out there?
They are asked to go out, and even if they just do a one, two, just a little bit of a dance step, then they move back into the crowd. But we like everyone.
You expect everyone to go out, and as Steve pounds on some drum, to do some dance.
They can just go one, two, and then go back into the crowd. But yeah, we do ask the families to participate. What is with you people anyway?
Bobby, there's always something interesting going on there at your Homeowners Association. I had no idea that the Western Estates Homeowners Association was some sort of a tribal event where everybody in the...
That's right, Phil. We consider ourselves to be family.
The people come out, Phil, and all go boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and they can do one, two, and then go back. They don't. Or some people go for it.
Like Mr. Barstar is wonderful. He's a widower. He lives alone at the end of Ganfeng Lane, and he loves to come out.
What's the name of the street, Ganfeng?
Yeah, that's right. It's Korea. Got a problem with that?
I got no problem, Ms. Dewey.
Okay, because we do believe in, we are a multiracial community.
Bobby, so Mr. Ganfeng is his name?
No, that's the name of the street. We're talking about this wonderful gentleman who is very elderly. I forget his name. Oh, it's Barstar.
Yeah, Mr. Barstar.
He is very memorable.
But he loves to come out and just go, yeah. He loves to do it, right, Steve?
Yeah, he comes out, he just goes crazy. He dances, he twirls around, then he falls, then he gets up and twirls.
And this is an elderly widower.
That's right, Phil, because you know what? We don't see age here. We don't see anything other. We don't see race. We don't see culture. We don't see sex.
You don't see sex.
We do, but we don't. Okay? We do, but we don't.
All right, so he gets out and he dances. All right, so in any event, you're having the Springtacular.
Right, but we don't want you to blow this off, though, Phil, like we're some weird cult. Okay? We are a homeowners association. We are a respectable homeowners association.
Yeah, that has a drum dance once a year at the Springtacular.
What about it?
All we do is we go out. I've got the drum. I wish I had the drum with me.
Go get the drum.
Well... We just go,
I heard it the first time, Steve. I got it already.
What bug drove, parked, and is now doing a dance up your thing?
Nothing, Ms. Dooley. I'm just wanting to get to the bigger issue here, which is having to do with skiing. Is that right?
Well, we were watching the Gwyneth Paltrow.
So let me just introduce this.
Yeah, we were watching the Gwyneth Paltrow trial, and we have a couple of thoughts.
Right. Let me just introduce this. So the Dooleys were watching the Paltrow trial. Now, you guys, and if you guys don't know, it's a skiing accident that occurred between Gwyneth Paltrow, the actress, and a resident or a person visiting a resort up there in Utah. I think his name is Mr. Sanderson.
Yeah, his name's Terry Sanderson. And, you know, I got to tell you, Mr. Henry, I'm totally on the side of Gwyneth Paltrow on this one. because...
Hold on. I'll hear this in a minute.
Steve, you're doing an awful lot of talking, okay? Defer to me occasionally.
Yes, ma'am.
So,
So this is a... this. Can you guys get to someplace that's quieter?
You guys, it's really loud where you are.
All right, let's go over here. Let's go to the Bougainvillea veranda.
Okay.
Yeah, it's much quieter here. So here's what's going down, Phil. Yes, we are experienced skiers. And as you know, Steve especially is very athletic. In the summertime, we have our boat, the Butter Girl. Steve's a very experienced boater. And we do tell people that when they're up at Butner Lake and Steve's out on the Butter Girl, just stay clear of him. Just stay away from him. It's like what Chris Rock says, young men, there's no champagne in the champagne room, you know.
Whatever that means.
Well, just stay clear of Steve because he knows how to boat. He knows how to swerve and everything, Steve.
Yeah, I know. I can swerve in and swerve out. When I get like a sixer of Pabst Blue Ribbon or I go get a sixer of Old Milwaukee, I can swerve in and swerve out.
He swerves in.
Yes, and then he swerves out.
That's right, Margaret. You know that sarcasm.
I'm not being sarcastic, but I do want to understand something. Steve, because he's a great boater, this makes him a great skier?
It means that Steve's very athletic. Steve?
When I go for it down the hill, and I think what Gwyneth Paltrow was doing, she was going for it.
I'll do the rest. Gwyneth Paltrow was going for it, okay? Now, yes, she's an actress, and yes, she probably, I shouldn't say this, but I think she should expect some deference because she is well known. And a lot of people will crowd around her. They want autographs.
Yeah, they want autographs. They'll breathe on her.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
What do you mean, breathe on her?
So you're saying that this woman, Gwyneth Paltrow, deserves a lot of space because she's well-known?
Yeah, sure, to breathe on her. A lot of people don't want to have the autograph on account of they like her.
Who's that?
It's Bud Dickman, and you know that, Ms. Dooley.
All right, but I just don't understand. You're saying what, Bud? You're saying...
A lot of people like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Of course they do, and if they like her... They'll keep a radius of probably 6 to 7 feet around her. You know, Steve?
Yeah, because, you know, when she's going like a bat out of hell. You know?
That's the whole thing. And Steve, when Steve's skiing...
Where do you guys ski?
Say that again.
Where do you guys ski?
This is Phil, Steve.
Okay, Bobby, we get it already.
Wait a minute. This is Phil. Where do you guys ski?
Okay, Bobby. Thanks very much.
Wait a minute, Phil. Wait a minute. We ski at a place called Wolverton Mountain South, and it is a...
Wolverton Mountain South, like the song.
I'm not... What is he talking about?
That's that song. They say you don't go...
Wolverton Mountain. Is that the... Was it named after the song?
The Wolverton family owns it, and I think they leased the name to the guy that runs the ski resort.
The Wolverton family of the song Wolverton Mountain.
Is my understanding.
It's our understanding, yeah, but we don't want to lean on that... too much. It's a lot of hillbilly crap. It's a lot of hillbilly slop, Phil. You don't need it. I don't need it. He doesn't need it. Steve doesn't need it. Bud doesn't need it.
I understand. Nobody needs it. So you guys are at Wolverton Mountain South, which is a ski resort where? In the San Bernardino Mountains?
Yeah, it's
a couple of miles up the hill from Lake Arrowhead. It's at a place called Lake Waddell, and it is a beautiful place, and there's a lot of good ski slopes up there.
So at Wolverton Mountain, is this where you're going like a bat out of...
You know, Phil, we don't need to be laughed at.
You guys go up to this place called Wolverton Mountain, and you begin to ski, and anybody in your way, tough luck, is that it?
Well, I think, General, you have to understand, the people who are serious about skiing... And then the people that are beginners, you can't have them on the same slope, or certainly don't have to have a inexperienced skier crowding, okay, a very experienced skier.
Yeah, a lot of people crowd me.
A lot of people crowd Steve. He's coming down the hill like a bat out of hell. And you either got to get out of the way or you pay the price. And what's the price?
The price, you got to get a ski way up there.
That's right. Now,
Bobby, this is the very attitude that a lot of people don't like about a lot of anybody, whether it's at the beach, whether it's on the mountains, in the snow, wherever, where certain people want to sort of just take over a recreation area, regardless of the skill level of the people that are also there to enjoy themselves.
Say that again.
I'll say it again. He's talking about the fact... Now I forget.
Yeah, what you're saying, Phil, is a guy like Steve is going to have to stand down, you know? You know what that means, General?
No, he's not going to stand down.
That's exactly what he has to do. He has to stand down. You know, Phil, about standing down?
Yeah, I understand what stand down means. I don't think it has anything to do with Steve not being able to ski like a bat out of hell.
Steve goes like hell. And when he's coming down that slope, do you have the recording?
Yeah, okay, so this is me skiing. I was off at Wolverton Mountain South, and I was heading down the hill. And you'll see, sometimes you get out in the way, somebody will get in the way of you and everything.
Dooley, why don't you talk like you're, we can understand you. Slow down.
What? Slow down, honey. This is me going down Wolverton Mountain.
This is a tape recording that we sent over to Bud. Of Steve going down Wolverton Mountain. You have that, Bud?
Bud?
Yeah, I got it right here. I got it queued up on. I got it queued up and everything.
Isn't that great?
Good for you, Bud.
No, good, Bud. Okay, so.
This is Steve going like a bat out of hell. And this is, you got to understand that he goes like a bat out of hell.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold, Bobby.
What's so funny?
Nothing. Hold on. All right, go ahead, Bud.
Hey.
Woo!
Yeah! Asshole.
So, is that it?
Yeah, that's it, but that just gives you an idea.
I just heard him call someone an asshole.
No, he did not. That was someone else.
I think that was somebody on the slope. Steve, what were you doing there?
I was going down. I was getting up a lot ahead of steam, and I got up a good pace and good speed, and I was coming right down the hill. And there were people, I told them before when I walked in there,
When Steve walks over to Wolverton Mountain, well, not walks over, when Steve parks the car and then goes up to Wolverton Mountain, he always tells people, watch out.
Because he's going like a bat out of hell.
That's right, General. That's right. Read it and weep. Read it and weep.
Read it and weep. If I skied, I'd love for you to go like a bat out of hell by me.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, guys. I'm not kidding, Dooley. You piss me off.
You know what, General? I'm just trying to keep my dick hard in a cold and cruel world.
Shut your mouth.
Ow, fuck.
I'm sorry, Phil, but I did hit him.
Okay, none of that. Look, I gotta hang up. If you guys can't control yourselves...
I just slapped him. How dare you, Steve?
Oh, my God, all I done...
Dooley, don't talk like a badass unless you want to back it up.
What are you talking about? All I said was I want to...
Okay, don't say it again.
Don't say it again, Steve, or I will kick your ass around the block for drill.
I don't appreciate you smacking him, Bobby. We are down on domestic violence around here, and I don't care what he did.
He just said keep his dick hard.
Good God.
Those people are out of control, as usual. Give them a little power, and what have you got?
Yeah, give them a little bit of power, and what do you got?
What do you got?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Well, I'll tell you what you got. You got Steve going like a bat out of hell. A bat out of hell on the ski slopes. All right, coming up next, we have Dr. Ed Elcott's checking back in with us. He was on last week with the glad Dave Gabba. Apparently, he has news about Kenny Slagg.
Yes, Dr. Elcott got wind of what's going on with Kenny Slagg, and he's going to tell us here in just a few minutes.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hi, this is Bobby Dooley, and that's my husband Steve going like a bat out of hell on the slopes of Wolverton Mountain. If you want a Backstage Pass subscription, go to philhenryshow.com and get 55,000 plus hours of the world-famous Phil Henry Show and digital show right there on his website. You'll also get thousands and thousands of hours of miscellany, as well as his video casts, home movies, television pilots, TV and radio interviews. The list goes on and on. As Steve hits it here on the slopes,
yeah.
You'll want to be listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, the greatest value online. Steve?
Other than porn.
Welcome back to Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California with General Galen Shaw, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, and me. We have on the line now a guy that we had with us last week. It's Ed Elcott. And is he back in?
He's back in. He's taking a tub. It's his tub day.
Phil, I'm sorry, but it is bath night.
This is a Tuesday. Last week, I thought we had you on a what?
Well, last week, my bath night was, I believe it was a Thursday night. But I take a tub at least once a week in terms of trying to reinvigorate and re-elevate myself over the very, very difficult week. But I did track down Kenny Slagg, and the news is not great, Phil. I'm going to have to warn you.
Now, Kenny Slagg was the author of The Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Yes, he was, something that I have tried to negotiate with him to purchase the rights to, because I said to him, it's virtually worthless.
Well, where is he?
Kenny, right now, Phil, is working in a... Excuse me for just... I'm sorry, Phil.
Hey, General... Not General.
This is not... My name is Dr. Ed Elcott. Wow.
I'm General Shaw. He's Elcott. He's the guy with the whole... He's the guy with the leveling and stuff.
Well, General Shaw, you make that sound as if it's a bad thing. I enjoy my life at Elcott the next step.
Whatever you want to do is fine with me, Dr. Elcott, but please... Let's keep our minds on business.
We will, but I have to ask. I have with me Elevit Dinko Fassbinder. Now, hold on. Dinko, let me taste this. He gave me this is wonderful, Phil. This is an energy shake that we make here in Elkhart, the next step. Now, let me have this. Now, you put in the avocado as well as banana.
Yeah, I think I did.
Let me just take a sip. See, that tastes like someone defecated in. Do it again.
Dr. Elkhart.
Well, I apologize. Do it again, because it tastes like someone squatted and defecated into it.
Dr. Elkhart, sir, with all due respect, I can't keep doing these conversations with you if you're giving instructions to underlings.
Phil, I was told by Dickman and yourself that I could go about my normal wash day routine and still be on the air with you. Dickman assured me of this.
All right, you're right. When you're talking about scrubbing out bacon strips...
I'm sorry, Phil, but I've got these young Elevits. Now, this man here, Dinko Fassbinder, Dinko, take it in the kitchen and make it so it doesn't taste as if a dog relieved himself in it. I'm sorry, Phil, but I have to make sure...
Dr. Elkhart, is there not a different way of communicating with these young people?
Young people? He's 68.
Okay, so what about Kenny Slagg?
Kenny Slagg is currently working a soup kitchen in Kansas City. Now, this is not to say that Kenny Slagg is indigent. I had contacted him...
Where did you hear that he was at a soup kitchen?
Overlord Bub, my three sons, McIntyre, saw him. And
what is the guy's name?
He's not a guy, Phil. He's an Overlord Bub, my three sons, McIntyre.
What are these nicknames that these overlords have?
That's the man's name, and that is his chosen name as an overlord, and I would ask you to give respect. But he bumped into him there.
Well, what was he doing in a soup kitchen?
As we say in Elkhart, the next step, Phil, your nose needs to be south. That means none of your business.
So just one of the overlords was at a soup kitchen in Kansas City.
Maybe he was doing some charity work.
Is it possible he had fallen on tough times?
An overlord? I don't think so, Margaret.
All right.
I'm sorry. That was very, very, very funny. An overlord having to work in a soup kitchen because he's falling off. That's very, very funny.
You know, Dr. Elkhart, you got a weird laugh. Okay, so Dr. Elkhart, tell me. Kenny Slagg is falling on hard times in a soup kitchen, but you say it's not that hard. The times are not that tough.
No, the times are not that tough, because Kenny still has the rights to the principles of abundance in the 21st century, and he is still making a fairly healthy income.
And why is he in a soup kitchen?
Because he has a lot of debts. There's an awful lot of money that he owes. He owes a bank, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars. He's got two ex-wives. This guy is up to here in hock. And I said to him, I would take the principles of abundance in the 21st century off of his hands, and I would give him what I think is a very fair fee for that, and get him back on his feet.
Can you tell us what you offered him?
No, I cannot.
$2 million.
Oh, what an asshole.
Hey, bud, if the guy can't tell anybody...
Sorry, you told me, Dr. Elkhart.
I told you, yes. Hold on for a minute.
Well, here we go. Dr. Elkhart, because you get in a bad mood...
Wait a minute. That's a bra, and those are panties. That's not my underwear.
Oh, sorry.
Where's my underwear?
I think the uns have it.
You gave my underwear to the uns, and I got their bra and panties.
Overlord Crichton thought it would be funny.
Overlord Crichton thought it would be fun. So anyway, Phil, the...
We're hearing everything out. It's going out over the air. Apparently bra and panties and your underwear.
Oh, my God. I just heard Phil Hendry go...
Well, it is funny, Dr. Elkhart. You suddenly don't have your underwear. Every week with you, it's your underwear.
No, not every week with me. Oh, my God.
Look, Dr. Elkhart, all we're trying to do is get to the bottom of the Kenny Slagg thing. Is there any chance that we can get him on the air with you?
First of all, Dickman violated my confidence by saying the... And you know, want to know something, Dickman? I was kidding. It wasn't $2 million. It's much, much less.
Well, Kenny Slagg also confirmed it. When did you talk to Slagg?
When did you talk to Slagg?
I talked to him on the phone this afternoon.
Hey, Dickman, why do you keep all this stuff from people? But maybe we want to talk to him.
I said I did. I said talk to him. I said I did. I mean, I did say. I said I did.
What did you say? Did you invite him on the show?
I forgot to say that. I just said, you know, we wish you well. And I hope, you know, when we wish you well.
Is there a contact number?
Yes, we'd like to talk to him.
Hold on. If you don't mind, Dr. Elkhart, let me talk to him first. Have you got a number?
I do, but I'm not at liberty to give it out.
Hey, bud.
Okay. I'll call him up and find out if it's okay.
So we could get Kenny Slagg on the air and have the two of you guys talk this out.
Look, Phil, I'm not interested. Wait a minute. Phil, forgive me, but I got to make sure. This is called... What, Phil, you'd be interested. This is called a round shake. This is a health shake that we make at Elkhart, the next step. at the Wampum Redeemery. It's very good, but it's a very specific drink. And I have Elevate Dingo Fassbinder. Let me taste it, Dingo. Yeah, it tastes like defecation, okay? So go ahead. No, that's fine. Go ahead and do it again.
How can a guy be getting it so bad? How can someone screw a recipe up so bad it tastes like defecation?
Yeah, and how would you know what it tastes like?
Hey, good one, Dickman.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, give me five. Get out of here with a gimme five.
Phil, I demand an apology.
Apologize.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Dr. Elcutt, but it is a good question.
You know what? I had a tough life, and as you know, I supported myself, and I've never been shy about admitting I supported myself doing adult films.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Here's Phil. God, Dr. Elcutt, you sound clown-like. Get back in there and make me a bonzo shake, the kind of which will elevate as well as cleanse out my ego so that I have purity of consciousness, mind, and intent. Now go make something for me that doesn't taste like a human being pulled their ass cheeks apart and...
Okay, Dr. Elcutt, we got it.
I'm talking to the kid over here.
I understand. So Kenny Slag is at a soup kitchen, but he still has this Principles of Abundance catalog, and you offered to buy it from him.
Hey, Phil, this isn't the Rick D. Show. Principles of Abundance. Phil, I'm a...
Every time that cat's in the bathtub, he gets real entitled. You know that?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, every time he's in the bathtub, he's talking about, make the shake better, scrub out the bacon strips. This tastes like somebody defecated it. He's an asshole, basically.
Yeah, he's the only man I've ever heard, Bud, to get into a tub to relax, and he turns into an insufferable slob.
Now, what is this all this stuff about offering Kenny Slag money? You turned him down?
Yeah, well, I mean...
And you... blurting that out. They didn't want you to say anything, so why'd you say something? Could screw the negotiations up. If Kenny needs that money...
Oh, Kenny! It's Kenny now! Oh, that's interesting.
If Mr. Slag needs that money, then he needs that money. You don't have any right to goof those negotiations. And Bobby Dooley slapping Steve.
I'm going to have a talk with her. If she does that again, I'm going to... Not only I'm going to demand that you not let them on the air anymore, I'm going to drive to her house and slap her filthy mouth.
No, you're not, Margaret.
Oh, wow. You're telling me what to do, huh?
Yeah, I am. If you're representing the show, no, you will not do that.
What if I'm not representing the show?
Hey, if it's between you and her, have at it. Yeah. All right. The world famous...
Bobby Dooley.
Oh, for God's sake. Bobby, just take it easy.
You know what? Any time, sister, day or night, you want to come over and you want to slap my face...
Bobby, I was just angry at... I was angry at you hitting Steve...
Sometimes Steve needs to be disciplined. And here's something. Maybe he likes it. Huh? Is that any business of yours?
What do you mean, maybe he likes it?
What are you talking about? Some kind of an SMM?
What did you say? You just said SMM?
I said SMM.
You said SMM.
You mean S&M.
Is it some kind of an S&M thing?
Steve, is it some kind of an S&M thing?
I don't know, maybe.
Thanks, Bobby.
But for her to say she's going to come over here, let me tell you something, sister. I'll kick...
Oh, my God, man. Anyway, welcome to the week, baby. Phil Henry Show, world famous Phil Henry Show. Executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siepri Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. You know, you can check out our show on Facebook every day over at the Phil Henry Fans page, PHANS, Phil Henry Fans page on Facebook. We have the show. It's posted there on Spotify, right, bud?
Yeah, Spotify. Sometimes Spotify screws it up, though.
Well... We link it, I should say. We link it. It is posted on the homepage of our website, philhenryshow.com. So if you want to hear the show tomorrow, just go to the homepage of our website. Or if you're over on Facebook at Phil Henry Fans, you can hit that link. It takes you to our website. I probably explained it too much.
Yeah, now it's way more confusing.
Yeah, it's probably way more confusing than it needed to be. Thank you and good night. Yeah.